Think of the Grand Marais Harbor and adjacent public lands as classroom. One big outdoor classroom. Add a series of illustrated field guides and guided tours, and you have the outdoor classroom program. Harbor Friends, a local nonprofit conservation group, developed the program and is proposing to gift it to the Grand Marais Recreation Park. The park board will vote on whether to accept it during its next meeting, Tuesday, June 7th. At that meeting will be Evelyn Larson, a Harbor Friends board member, and Molly Hoffman, one of the founders of the group. We asked them to come in today to talk a little about the program and why they think it would be a good fit for the Grand Marais Rec Park. Welcome, ladies, and thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Harbor Friends may be best known for opposing plans for a DNR Safe Harbor Marina development in Grand Marais Harbor a few years ago. It was a divisive issue that polarized the community for several months. After the marina proposal was dropped, Harbor Friends continued on. Is that when the outdoor classroom program was created?
Well, actually, the outdoor classroom program was started while the business was going on because we did want to see people appreciate the harbor in some different ways than just motorized or sailboat or marina type of recreation, and so we started to develop the program. It was an effort to kind of raise awareness, even among our local citizens who don't always know what gems we have around this town, you know, just to say to people, hey, there's a wonderful bunch of stuff going down in here, including natural history and history and stuff like that that we should know and that we can spread to the people that visit here. So that was part of it, sort of enhancing the overall value of the resource for everybody.
Excellent. Now you handed me a whole bunch of field guides, which is really cool. They've gotten support from NOAA.
Yeah, and the funding comes federally from NOAA through the Lake Superior Coastal Program, which is run by the DNR. So that's the way the grants work.
Now, who did the drawings and artwork for the field guides?
Quite a variety of people. If you look at the geology guide there, John Green did all the photographs and all the text. We had a Lori Allman essay in Big Water. Lorraine Anderson, who's passed away not too long ago, submitted a lot of photographs, which we used for the trees and shrubs and as patterns for the drawings that are in the flowers guide. We have Ron Spinoza from the Mycological Society helped with the mushrooms in terms of screening the correctness. Kevin Staples actually contributed some art. Jim Tidwell, people may know him and they may not realize he's a computer guy and they don't realize the artistic talent he has, but he did all the drawings of the ferns. And people don't even believe they're drawings because they look like the shadow of a fern. There's so much intricacy. We have photographs from, Kara Thomas actually had a spectacular Lake Superior photograph. Nita Anderson had a photograph with Tommy Eckel in it. It was just a gorgeous photograph. And Don Davison. And those are in Big Water. So we had a lot of contributions. I did a lot of sketches and drawings. That's what I like to do. So
a lot of talent. What exactly would the rec park be getting as part of this program?
Well, the 9 field guides that you see are part of it. There's 3 youth activity workbooks, which are in an 8.5 by 11 format. They're large format, 24 pages, and they have a whole bunch of outdoor activities for mid-school type age. There's 3 family coloring books, and it's to encourage families and children to get out and explore that outdoor classroom area. So it kind of highlights Grand Marais and the surrounding harbor area. And you know, there's like, you can draw, there's a picture of the Dragon Boat Festival. And you know, I mean, it's really local. It's really centered.
So that kind of goes into the next question. Why do you think this program would be a good fit for the rec park?
Well, again, all these things are centered on the harbor and on the recreation park area. That's all public land, and that's where they are. The 5 tours that we offer, let's see, one of them's on the Coast Guard Point side, and the other 4 are in the rec park. You know, I mean, there's just tremendous value there. So they're really designed and focused at Grand Marais.
We're talking to Evelyn Larson and Molly Hoffman. They'll be appearing before the Grand Marais Park Board on Tuesday, June 7th, representing the local nonprofit Harbor Friends. The group wants to give its outdoor classroom program to the Grand Marais Recreation Park. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I would like to add that as treasurer of Harbor Friends, we would like to gift this program to the rec park, along with a monetary gift of $6,000 which would fund this program for a good amount of time. So, and I think that, you know, the whole city of Grand Marie, well, everybody in Cook County should really give a thumbs up to this program because it's phenomenal.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Barb.
Thank you.